Benvenuto, sono Roberta, responsabile del progetto Smau Academy, il canale podcast di Smau dedicato all'aggiornamento professionale per imprenditori e professionisti. Questo workshop mostra gli strumenti per valutare il potenziale impatto commerciale delle collaborazioni con le startup. Questi strumenti sono fondamentali per mostrare alle unità aziendali il valore che si può ottenere lavorando con le startup. Il workshop è a cura di Marco Beretta e Peter Borcher di GrassDollar. Buon ascolto!
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Marco Beretta. From my name and from my delicate accent, you may guess that I'm not English, nor German, as my colleague, mentor, and actually the person you should be listening to today, Peter Borcher. Before beginning, let's restate why we are here. We are not pitching the best deep tech startup saving us from energy crisis. There is somewhere there, it's not here the case. We are here to explore the topic of measuring the impact of startup collaboration and the impact that they can bring inside your corporation. We will see what we consider as startup partnering, why measuring this impact can be useful, and how to do that. Few words about the speakers. Me, I'm Marco. I'm an alumnus from Politecnico di Milano, a proudly failed deep tech startupper, and now a venture analyst at GlassDollar for the vertical energy. I'm happy about my CV, but actually his is way better, so why don't you explain to the others why I'm so happy to have you as a mentor?
Thank you so much, Marco. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. What was it again?
Buonasera.
Buonasera. And the other one?
Buon pomeriggio.
Buon pomeriggio. So, thanks for joining us this afternoon. My name is Peter Borchers. I'm, as Marco just said, from Germany, traveling all the way to Milan to discuss with you tonight, this afternoon, a little bit about measuring startup impact. What have I done so far? I've spent the biggest part of my professional career on the intersection between startups and the corporate world, on one side and on the other hand side. So I've been with Deutsche Telekom for quite a number of years, been in their strategy department, but also built up a subsidiary company for Deutsche Telekom, Hubraum, which was happens to be the first corporate incubator in Europe, I think, and then joined Allianz, big insurance company, to help set up and run their venture capital unit, Allianz X. Today, I'm a proud investor, but also chief scientist of GlassDollar, a great startup that we are going to show you in a second. I'm also an affiliate professor for entrepreneurship, and so measuring things is close to my heart, and this is why we're talking with you about that today. So let's move over. That's basically what we're talking about, profitability and impact. You probably, I assume there are a number of innovation managers here in the room. And if you get asked as an innovation manager, what's your value add to the company that you're working for, you typically start by counting ideas, counting maybe projects that are in the funnel. But after a while, you see this is not really what it is all about. What it is all about is actually real, tangible business impact. So this is basically what we are working with you together, what we are going to talk to you about this afternoon, and what we are working on together with you in this small little workshop today. As you know, this session is going to be recorded, but I think you cannot be seen, so, but this is just to be GDPR conform, to inform you that this session is going to be recorded. All right, to scope or to set the scope for this afternoon, we are mostly talking about corporate startup partnering this afternoon. There are various other ways how corporates and startups can collaborate. It can be investing in startups, it can be setting up your own startup. But this afternoon and in this session, we are mostly focusing on corporate startup partnering. And this is also the scope of what GlassDollar is aiming for, is doing mostly because we believe that in corporate startup partnering, you'll be able to reap the quickest and the best, most impactful benefit within a very short time frame. Having said that, I'd like to hand over back to you, Marco, and tell us a little bit more about Glassdollar.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little bit of pitch about Glassdollar to understand how we built this experience in measuring impact. We have worked with more than 30 companies around Europe. We have developed and managed more than 600 scouting projects. A third of that became POC. And as you can see, we have tracked most of the value created by the POC. For us, is the case we had with Bosch Siemens Home Appliance Startup Kitchen, that is their innovation unit, is really demonstrating what can be achieved if a proper startup partnering process is put in place. In only 1 year, they tripled the POC they initiated. They almost halved the time to pilot, the time from the conception of the challenge to actually the initiation of the pilot project. And from not tracking the value, they actually tracked and were able to unlock more budget and define a better strategy to improve. How we support BSH Startup Kitchen, thanks to our matchmaking platform. Basically, we help innovation manager to manage all the process of the startup partnering from end to end with as much ease as possible. We allow them to inspire and collect requests from business unit, centralize the request and prioritize them in a unique platform, start their own analysis and benchmarking of startups, or also rely on our capacity, on our analysts to do so, share results, visualize them, and manage the project. Now, it's important, I want to make it as much as interactive as possible. I know it's afternoon, it's a bit, we are a bit tired. In your opinion, if someone wants to answer, of course, what are the benefits of measuring this impact, in your opinion? Someone wants to answer in the room, maybe a bit too tired. Okay, vabbè, I will show you, it's not a problem at all. I would synthesize in four main areas, let's say. The first one is budgeting. It's not important how you organize the budgeting session for the innovation unit. Maybe you have to negotiate with the business unit the budget for a single POC, or maybe you take part of the central budget of the company. In any way, tracking the impact that your POC brings to organization, of course, allow you to have a clear return on investment, a clear data with which you can understand the budget for the next year. The second is decision making. While you create historical data about your POC, of course, you can understand how which project to prioritize. Is it digitalization? Is it hardware product innovation? With this tracking, you can understand that. Or you can just prioritize which project is better to scale up to the entire organization, of course, invest more. Another is communication. We notice that many innovation units are struggling to make them being recognized within the organization. It's difficult to make the business unit and the management understand the value of the innovation unit. Of course, if you bring our ROI of 3 pair, of course, they will listen to you much more carefully. And last but not least is learning. Of course, we are convinced that you cannot improve what you cannot measure, of course. So measuring the impact of different projects allows you to understand which one went well, which one went bad. So you can understand how to improve the process in that case. These are just some numbers that can maybe trigger you, tease you to understand what can be achieved, actually. On an average of 100 POC we managed, we saw that 40% went to the implementation phase, were scaled up to the entire organization. A net impact per implementation of 1.9 million, not bad, and in general a 3 pair ROI. And now, Peter, maybe you can show how we can arrive to the calculation of this ROI.
Absolutely, thanks, Marco. So we are now going to go into a few more details. Okay, so this is actually an example, but it is based on real numbers that we've seen from our customers. So take as the foundation one business unit of one of our clients. This business unit started by basically addressing something around 100 stakeholders in their organization. And from those 100 stakeholders, they gathered around 30 challenges or briefings. When we're talking about challenges or briefings, we're talking about basically business units that came to them with a topic they want to get solved by a startup, basically. From those around 30 briefings or challenges, we kind of reduced it to 20 or so that we thought might be worthwhile following up on. So we created around 20 sourcings. From those 20 sourcings, typically, so it takes about 4 weeks or so, and typically from those 20 sourcings, 50% or so end up being a POC, like a proof of concept, that is then going to be realized. After a few weeks of running those POCs, then typically, and this is also what we've seen at this client, but we've also seen it with many of our other clients, approximately 40% or so will be somehow transferred into basically a regular business, regular implementation. This is this 40% step from 10 POCs to 4 implementations. Now, calculating that down, and this is over a time frame from about a year or 1.5 years, it generates or generated for this client 7.7 million euros in return, net business impact. Comparing that now with the costs that you can see down here, which were around 2.5 million euros, that yields the ROI that is 3.1 multiple, as Marco just showed you. So this is basically the overall calculation. Now let's try to go even a little bit more down into the details. So now, how to measure business impact? Let's have a look. It's basically three steps that you should do. First, you might want to choose what is the project category. Project categories can be product innovation or efficiency. So projects revolving around increasing efficiency. Then you might want to pick the relevant business metrics that come in place, that play a role. And we'll actually also, you'll see them in more detail on the next slide, but just highlighting some, it can be time savings, it can be increase in revenue, stuff like that. So that gives you basically the foundation of what you're going to calculate or measure. Then, after a while, you start basically putting numbers in. And there will be basically two dimensions of numbers that you want to look into. Number one are company-specific metrics, company-specific numbers, like, for example, the average worker wage, stuff like that. Or it can be project-specific metrics, like time reduction for a certain step in a process, in your production line, for example. Now, having that, we'll come to the third basic step, which is basically calibrating the results. What we suggest is that you're not going to start by asking the business unit what their results are, but basically calculating the results yourselves, and then documenting them and setting them up in a nice paper, and then aligning them, presenting them to the business unit, aligning it with them, and seeing if they want to make some adaptations to the numbers. And so you come together with the business unit, you come to basically a calibrated kind of result. And this is then the end result that you wanna then present to management. So this is the typical process that we suggest to our customers and that we support and help our customers to basically do over the course of every POC and implementation. All right. So as I promised you, a few more examples what business impacts could come from. They can come from time savings, for example. They can come from material savings. They can come from customer satisfaction, even employee satisfaction. So a number of potential sources of added value that you might want to calculate when thinking about tangible business impact, tangible business value. Now, we often get asked, when is the right time to calculate this? And I'm going to try again to ask the audience, what do you think? When is the, in this process, when would be the best time to start calculating? Any thoughts? Yeah. How about you? No? All right, that's okay. Let's bring up the results. So it's basically, there's four areas or four basically phases that you should look into. Number one is the scoping phase. This is basically the phase even before starting with reaching out to startups. So when you define the problem that is to be solved together with the business unit. What we typically do together with our clients is we basically estimate a very rough first, or we try to make a very a rough first estimate or guess what the result could or should look like. So we are talking about like increase in reach, customer reach, for example. Then during the sourcing, we don't track too much. Obviously, we track our performance within Glassdoor, but not so much for the client. Then during the assessment, we basically refine the original assessment by going a little bit deeper and also including what we hear back from the startups that we are talking to. So that's basically the next step, next iteration in improving the set of numbers that we are going to create. Then the solution will be purchased by the purchasing department, and then we'll head into the POC. Now POC, there's two points in time that are interesting to us. Number one, before starting the POC, and number two, obviously, after the POC. So we will try to assess all the numbers of the state before entering the POC and after one. And that's, I'd say, probably the most important and crucial point in time when we really start understanding what's the impact that the startup partnering will yield in the long run for the company. And then, as I told you before, approximately 40% or so will be eventually implemented and become part of the normal running business of the company. You'll keep obviously tracking the results and the yield that comes from using the startup solution over time, not only at the end of the POC, but over the next, I don't know, months or even years. So that's basically the four like points in time during this whole process where it makes a lot of sense to assess the numbers and to calculate business impact. Let's move on to a very specific and, again, real-life example. So the example here revolves around software for a customer service center. And the goal was to increase the efficiency of the service center, was a call center actually, and also the increase in customer satisfaction. And what you can see here now are a number, in fact, in that case, five KPIs that we decided together with the clients that should be tracked. So starting with percent of first contact resolution and going down until the average resolution time. So we defined five distinct KPIs. We then defined what is the baseline for each of these KPIs. During and after the POC, even before the POC, obviously, we decide what would be the goal that we are trying to achieve with using the startup solution. And then after going through the POC, we tracked what the results were. So in this example, as you can see, four of the goals were achieved. One wasn't achieved. That was the red one, like the second to last before the big green box. And now going into even more detail and quickly have a joint look on what the average resolution time, how we calculated that. So basically what this client has is 30,000 support tickets per year. The baseline was the average resolution time is a little bit over 30 minutes per ticket. Now our goal, or the client's goal, was to reduce it to basically below 15 minutes. And after running or going through the POC, we realized, I think, the great result of being somewhat above 10 minutes. So that calculates down to the 30,000 support tickets per year times the saving in time, like close to 20 minutes, that it took less to solve each customer problem. Now, this results again in approximately 10,000, close to 10,000 hours of time that is being spared, by like personnel time that is being spared, and that multiplied by the average full cost of 20 euros per hour yields a result of 194,000 euros, or close to 200,000 euros. And this is what we would then do with each of the KPIs together with the client. Does that make sense? I see nodding faces, happy faces in the audience. That's great. Any questions so far?
We're clear, Peter.
Because if not, I'd already hand back to my dear friend Marco to resume the session. Marco.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, audience. Oh, nice. Sorry, I don't like to have this fixed thing. But, you know, Peter before said that it would be good to have a nice paper where to write the goal, the measurement before and after the POC, but what if having it in a nice platform where everything is automated, where actually we are developing now and probably next year we will launch it on our platform, exactly this kind of dashboard for innovation manager, innovation units, where basically this impact tracking is guided and also a bit automated, let's say. And of course, if you are interested, you can contact us in private and we will show you a bit the product demo. Another interesting thing we have helped many companies is communication. As we said before, both with the management team for unlocking more central budget or for the making the innovation unit more transparent and more important within the organization. We have developed few templates that of course we give to our partners in order to try to unlock even more value within the organization. If you are interested in knowing more about this, maybe have a chat and understand exactly our services, or having maybe some question you don't want to ask during this session, please reach out to my mail there and we will be happy to have you. Thank you very much for your attention and see you very soon, hopefully.
Grazie per averci seguito. Se ti è piaciuto questo workshop e vuoi seguirne molti altri, vieni a trovarci su www.smauacademy.it. Ogni settimana potrai trovare nuovi contenuti gratuiti per la tua formazione professionale. A presto!